This is the Charisma News on the Charisma Podcast Network. One daily news story, well told. I'm Taylor.
For many churches, this year will be an unorthodox Easter, with services streaming online and buildings sitting empty due to a global pandemic, on what is historically one of the busiest weeks of church attendance in the country. Yet the head of one of the largest Christian denominations is finding plenty of reason to pray and praise. Find out more after this break.
In his new book, Saving Christianity, Dr. Michael Youssef reminds us we cannot reinvent Christianity to fit our society. Learn about the dangers of undermining our faith, how to distinguish biblical truth, and have a renewed confidence in the future of the church. Go to www.thesavingchristianitybook.com. Again, thesavingchristianitybook.com.
Doug Clay, the General Superintendent for the Assemblies of God, wrote a message of hope for the millions of Assemblies of God's members and the body of Christ around the world during this Easter week. In his letter, which was published through the AG News website, Clay acknowledged the difficulties the church faces during this pandemic while also hanging on to hope. Clay wrote, "This Holy Week is different for us. It's not one where we're receiving palm branches from a kids worker or greeter at the door, yet somehow I believe in my spirit that our collective exclamation of Hosanna can ring louder today than any in my lifetime. Hosanna means save now. When used in the Psalms, it is usually translated help. This Palm Sunday, many of us find ourselves in grave situations. You may have family or friends who are fighting for their health. You may be suffering from the economic consequences of this current disaster. Still, we can cry out in one voice on this Palm Sunday, Hosanna, blessed is he who comes in the name of the Lord." Clay said he is encouraged to see so many calls to prayer and repentance being issued, and urged Assemblies of God churches to participate in them. Clay concluded by saying, "Let's make this a Palm Sunday to remember, not because of the bad news surrounding us, but because of the hope he provides. Pray with him that the global church would be blessed this coming Easter and would be a witness to the world." And if you like the story, you can hear more stories like it through the Charisma Media Audio service. You can find more information at charismamediaaudio.com.
Thanks for listening to the Charisma News Podcast, one story, well told. To hear more stories, visit us online at charismanews.com or check out the podcast every weekday.
This has been a production of the Charisma Podcast Network. Steve and Joy Strang are the founders and owners of CPN. Dr. Steve Green is the executive producer of the Charisma Podcast Network. We intend to honor God with every podcast and remain thankful to our advertisers and supporters who make these podcasts possible.